Coach, an excellent five-set win over Cedar Ridge tonight. You get to 2-0, so a good effort by your ladies tonight.
Yes, absolutely. It was a big win for our girls, especially against a club like Cedar Ridge. I mean, they are absolutely coached at a high, high level over there, and they always have a strong program every year. Last year was our big year. We took that step that we needed, and our girls are just stepping their game up every day. And it was exciting to see them compete at that level against Cedar Ridge.
Yeah, what gave you the victory tonight? What was the difference in this five-setter?
Honestly, I guess it was just overcoming adversity. I mean, really, in that first game against Rangeley, you know, we dropped the first set, and then we came back and won three straight. And then the Cedar Ridge game, you know, we came out on fire that first set. We took care of business, and then Cedar Ridge, they came right back at us that second set. They reset, and they were ready to go, and they brought it to us. And a reality check right there. Teams are tough to beat, and you've got to be locked in for three matches every time. And so it's really great for our kids to be learning this early and facing that kind of adversity this early in the season.
Yeah, and you're still, despite last year, and we'll get to how your program has developed, but your crew's still learning how to win some of these tight matches, I assume.
Absolutely. I mean, I would rather this be happening right now with where we're at in the season at the very beginning, and so we can learn and develop in these key situations, so that way when we face them later on down the road, you know, come playoff time, that we can really – you know, settle in and, you know, take that experience from the season and just keep moving forward.
Got a pretty good senior in McKenna Lyles. I would expect leadership from her on a night like this is important for you.
Man, that kid is our glue. Holy cow, is she a leader. Just everything about her, she, you know, she is going to put the ball in the right spot for our hitters. She can place it anywhere on the court and have one of our girls go up and attack it. So she definitely fuels us for sure. So we're excited to have her as, you know, a senior leader for us.
Yeah, and also a couple of talented sophomores that played quite a few minutes for you as freshmen in Sadie Shea and Tyra Gray. How was their game advanced this year for you here through the first two matches?
You know, they are syncing up even more. So coming together there in the outside positions. I mean, they have each other's back. The communications improve tremendously, and it's pretty awesome to see that from a sophomore group. After, you know, tonight talking with our coaches, it's exciting what we're seeing pieced together with all of our players, because like I said, we can hit from anywhere, but we have a ton more to improve on, which is scary but exciting at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned earlier on that your program took a big step last year. You had several years of 4-6 wins, but you got up to 9-7 during COVID. Probably expecting better things from this bunch this year even more.
That was our goal for last year, was to take that step as a program, make the playoffs, and get in there and see what we can do. But this year, I mean, we got a higher goal. We're trying to, you know, up the ante a little bit. And what's cool is these kids, they're wanting to step up. I mean, we challenge them in practice. We let them know kind of the expectations and what we're shooting for, and they don't shy away. They're wanting to compete, and they're wanting to get better, and it's just fun being a part of it.